episode Airbnb of How I Built This with Guy Raz. The podcast featured the founder of Airbnb, Joe Gebbia. So the podcast starts off explaining Airbnb's origin, which has a sort of situational irony almost. Gebbia was a painter and his roommate moved out. Almost broke, he was having a garage sale when someone actually wanted to buy one of his paintings. He went out for a drink with this guy and the topic of where he was staying came up. Well, the guy didn't have a place to stay, and Gebbia didn't think twice about offering him a place to stay on an airbed in this floor. It's funny that when Gebbia got back, he found it hard to sleep because he wondered if he'd let a killer into his house. They woke up the next morning, and Gebbia had found a great idea. He contacted his friend Brian with his idea, and that's the beginning of Airbnb.
So whenever they were starting off Airbnb, they didn't have enough money, so they kept getting credit cards, and it turned out that they had maxed out enough credit cards that it looked like a baseball.
Yeah, he said it looked like a, like,
baseball trading cards.
Yeah, baseball trading cards, because they had, like, so many, like, the plastic sleeves, so there's, like, a binder full of them.
Right, so that was how they had their money, and to pay off their credit card debts, they actually started their own cereal and sold it for $40 a box, and it was Obama O's because it was at the time of the, was it the 2008?
It was 2008
election.
They were Captain McCain's.
So they were selling them at $40 a box, and that's how they paid off all of their debts.
Yeah, and they really, like, they, one of their first big shots at, like, seeing if Airbnb would be, like, a great success was during the Democratic conference in Denver, Colorado, because all the hotels were booked up months in advance, and everyone was still trying to get to the DNC. So then they started their new version of Airbnb, and they went and had over 800 homes in the Denver area for that week, and they were wildly successful. But they had a rough, like, after the conference, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, demand for their service, so they started going back down, and until they actually met one of their mentors later through a service that helps new startups, and actually went out and met some of their customers who were out in, like, New York City. Like, one of the things, you know, I remember he said in the podcast was, like, what are you doing out in LA? Like, go to where your customers are, get on the ground, and, like, see how users actually interact with your service. And that was, like, one of the key ideas that actually let them succeed with Airbnb, because they were, like, how, like, Joe talked about it in the podcast. He was, like, you had to, like, be the scale. Everything had to be done with, like, scale in mind. But that was one of the key ideas that they were taught was through on him, their mentor, was don't worry about scale. Get it, like, working now, and then worry about it later. Get a working product first.
Another big point that, like, they hit on with, like, when they relaunched their website was, like, the pictures that the people were uploading of their homes were, like, really horrible, and they were making them, like, look really bad. And, like, he actually, Joe, like, went into the homes and, like, took pictures, and, like, because they were so much better, like, the website skyrocketed, and, like, everyone wanted to, like, rent the home, like, the rooms out, and, like, that was a big, like, selling point.
Yeah. It's all about the quality.
Yeah, like, the homeowners, like, wow, like, this is my home kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, just the quality of, like, how they were selling their house kind of, like, to potential, like, rumors was, like, really important and, like, helped in the development of the product.
One of the big things that, like, fascinated me was that Airbnb has more rooms than the biggest hotel in the world. And, like, that really, like, stuck out to me because, like, this was a whole, like, revolutionary idea, and it completely disrupted the business model because you didn't have to build your own hotel, and, like, you didn't have to spend the money on it, but, like, it was a new way of doing things, and, like, they did have to establish, like, a foundation of trust within, like, their community, but, like, once they did it, like, it was such a revolutionary idea.
Yeah, because, like, and they said, like, when they first pitched to investors, like, this idea was, like, coming out of left field, like, no one was, like, willing to trust random strangers coming into them because everyone was taught stranger danger. So, like, investors, they almost, like, laughed at them when they pitched their idea because they thought, like, it was going to be the next big thing, like, inviting random strangers into your home that you had no clue who they were. And so they just got laughed at. No one wanted to invest in them until time progressed and, like, attitudes started changing about, like, how others were viewed and like the service, and then once the idea was developed and the culture around it and like the willingness to accept other people into your home, then Airbnb really started to take off and become what it is now.
Yeah, like Erica was saying, I just found it crazy that the number of people that stay in Airbnb listed rooms every single night, 750,000. Like, that's just crazy to me to think about. Just so many.
There were actually 20 different investors in Silicon Valley that they had visited and tried to sell their product to, and not a single one of them ended up investing in them.
Right now, or when the podcast was made, the like net worth of Airbnb was $31 billion. And when asked about this, Joe said like he doesn't really think about their net worth, because if you stop to think about it, like the technology that you need to be thinking about moves so quickly, if you don't look forward, like you end up getting left behind.
Because in Silicon Valley, everything's moving at such a rapid pace with the development of like new technologies and new software, that like you really need to be continually refining and developing your service, or else new like competitors will rise up and then overtake you if you kind of rest in your laurels of success at any point in time and point in place.
That's important in Silicon Valley, but also as upcoming entrepreneurs and startups, our class can really take that and just run with it.